Thank you. The protection and welfare of vulnerable or marginalized groups such as Indigenous people, persons with disability, women and children, and older persons are on the top of this administration's agenda. In terms of legislation, we have paved the way over the past years to come up with a package of laws addressing their various needs. Since our last review in 2012, the Philippines has enacted a number of laws, most of which I have authored and defended. Let me emphasize that these laws are a product of our circumstances that are particular to us. To highlight a few, we have a Foster Care Act, which addresses the plight of many street children and neglected children. Similarly, being a country in a disaster-prone area, we also enacted a law mandating emergency relief and protection for children before, during, and after disasters and emergencies, where a child protection policy is adopted as soon as a national or local calamity is declared. These two laws alone address a common concern raised by our foreign colleagues on human trafficking, because children and women are most vulnerable in times of disaster. We also strengthened our Universal Health Care Act and have a sin tax law that raises taxes coming from alcohol and cigarettes. The proceeds are a huge source of funding for our health care programs. Measures on the equal rights of wives, regarding property and the like are pending in our country to address the concern of one of our colleagues earlier. I have a colleague who will elaborate on all of this later. But let me now discuss the right to reproductive health. This is a basic human right that the Philippines upholds, although it has been a long and difficult journey for this right to be put into law. As the sponsor of this law in the Senate, I can attest to the difficulty that we faced in passing this law. But we did. The next battle was in the Supreme Court, where the constitutionality of the law was questioned. But we won this too. Under the current administration, one of the first executive orders issued by the President was on the full implementation of the reproductive health law. But we are now facing another case in the Supreme Court, where the petitioners have asked that the Supreme Court grant a different set of standards to be imposed by our Food and Drug Administration's process of registration of contraceptives, very different from other medicines. The effect of this is that 43% of our contraceptives registration will expire this year, and the rest next year. If the Supreme Court does not clarify this, we will have no contraceptives in the Philippines. Can you imagine a country where women have no access to contraceptives? The Executive Department, through the Department of Health, is currently engaged in this legal battle in the Supreme Court. Many of the administration's program on maternal health, family planning, infant health, and mortality rate, which our president, when he was the mayor of Davao City, has implemented, will be affected in this administration. My colleague will elaborate further on this. Thank you.